Lettuce. What up, what up, what up? Welcome back to the Bad Podcast, Brad and Dwayne. And we are live, baby, in the studio. Not the studio, but from we're live from Instagram or I can't even talk right now, Brad, because I got three things going on in my head. But we are live right now on Facebook. Also, if you're checking out the podcast, you know, or YouTube, we're also live on YouTube. Welcome to everybody. We have a special guest, but before we get into that, Brad, talk to us, man. What are we talking about today? Who's our special guest? Let's get it started.
Yeah, so I'm excited to have this guest. Sewell, New Jersey's right around the corner, and obviously when this drops live in a few days, New Jersey will be behind us. But we're going to talk about community. We're going to talk about that insulation because we have some insulation on the pod today, and we'll talk about that shortly. But quote on page 29 from Prep Rep Repeat, in contrast, negative influences abound in life. And few need assistance in cultivating doubt or imposing boundaries on their ambitions. Therefore, it's essential to intentionally select companions who will challenge you to strive for your goals and dreams rather than those who inadvertently hold you back. Let's talk about it.
I love it, man. Let's get into it. And actually, stay to the end. You'll find out how to earn a free copy of Prep Rep Repeat. So let's get it.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
What it look like, what it be like, what it do. Back in here, another episode of the Bad Podcast, Brad and Dwayne. Again, we're coming in here with a special guest. But before we get into that special guest, I always got to shout you guys out, man. We see the comments increase. Like, so it's so cool, Brad. Like, our comments, it's cool, but not. But our comments almost outnumber our watches, our views. Like, people are, they're following us in the podcast. They're having a conversation. But yeah, we need you to share so we can get some more views, but enough of the business side. So hey, talk to us, Brad. What we got going on, man?
Yeah, so we'll be in Sewell, New Jersey this weekend. If you're watching this live, and I know we're streaming on social media right now, we will be in Sewell, New Jersey this weekend. And I have a very, very, very exciting guest on the pod this morning. So one of our sponsors in Sewell, New Jersey for Step Jam. She stepped in, she stepped up. Dominique, take it over, introduce yourself, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Oh, thank you so much. And it's I'm so excited to be here. And good morning, everybody. And I'm really excited to be a part of Step Jam. I think I mentioned it to you guys in email, too. I mean, I live right at the park. So Washington Lake Park is my hometown park. I grew up about 5-10 minutes away from here. I've lived by the park now for a good 5.5 years. I walk out my door, I take the dogs, I'm in the park, right? So I have missed a couple of the previous events, but this one will be my first. I'm really excited to be a part of it. And yeah, welcome to my hometown. I mean, yeah, we love having you here.
Yeah. Well, we love that south region of New Jersey. This will be our third time in southern New Jersey. Yep. We went to Philly the 1 year. It's crazy to me how much Philly people stay in Philly, South Jersey people stay in South Jersey. And it was just crazy to see the demographics, and they stay put. And you guys are a very, very proud community. And that's why we love going to Sewell, because I mean, when we get there, it's just like, it's like being home, and the acceptance and good vibes is just heightened.
Yeah, I've lived in a lot of places. I have to say that. I was telling Dwayne real quick. I mean, I left here at 17, went to college, did my thing, loved traveling, lived in the Washington, D.C. area, came back here because of my nephews. My family's here, came back permanently in about 2018 timeframe. So went through the whole culture shock thing again, been gone, seen the world. Lived in South Carolina, loved it, all great. Came back, but you know, it is home. It is a unique sort of culture. You're right, proud. Can't even bring in sports teams, because honestly, I don't even really know where you guys sit, and I haven't paid attention enough to start that conversation. But just my experience, right, having lived in Colorado, right, being here is very unique. And I sometimes I'll dive into it. I think Philly and South Philly get a little bit of a bad rap sometimes, but once you get past that exterior, I mean, they welcome you. You are family. South Jersey, the same. And I won't even touch the divide between New York and South Jersey. You're a whole other entity down here.
Yeah. No, you're not kidding. So yeah, I have a little like low-key tie to the Philly area, not so much South Jersey, but a hometown guy here from where I'm at. He's the head coach for the Philadelphia Eagles, Nick Sirianni. I got to coach with his brother and know the family very well. But you just speak to, you know, it's a hard family to get in with. And, you know, a lot of people said some things about him, some choice words, we'll say. But now, I mean, he's very loved in that city, and he probably will be loved until he starts to lose. So, shout out to Nick.
I don't know if the right word's fickle, but you know, Philly fans are Philly fans. And I will tell you that is a bond across South Jersey. Right. I mean, if you've been anywhere, I'm pretty sure you might even been in the Charlotte airport at one point in time. Someone decides to bust out an Eagles chant. I have been in the middle of a pub in Colorado, and all of a sudden that was a good idea to do. So, sorry, not about sports, but welcome. I think it is a great place to live. It was a great place to grow up, and I'm happy to be back home.
No, I love it. We're going to talk about, you know, support and community today. And that's sort of where you come in. You know, you're one of our sponsors for Step Jam North at Washington Lake Park this weekend. And can you just tell us a little bit about your business, you know, how you got started? Because this, I mean, we talk philanthropy, we talk business on here, and we want to talk about that. We want to know how you got started.
Well, I am a brand new business owner, I say. I'm sort of a baby business owner, very small. It's just me. I started about a year ago, but this was an idea that I've had for quite some time. I'm an animal lover, right? I think a lot of us are. I had three amazing dogs. Their pictures, as I sit in the store today, we're not open. I look up and I have their pictures because the three of them started it. And I will try not to get a little bit emotional. But I had a baby boxer I got in about 2015. My sister and I went off the Jersey Turnpike and picked him up from a guy who was living out of his car. And we took over caring for Jackson, and he was my baby. So, but he had a lot of health issues. Like 6 months into it, we started dealing with intolerances and allergies and skin issues and stomach issues and everything else. And so, you know, since the 2015 timeframe, I have been to every vet, holistic vets, nutritionists, therapists, physical therapists, dermatology, right? I think oftentimes my dogs, who these three have now passed, and I have new ones who, you know, I debated bringing them on, but they are a lot of work. They're 14 months and 10 months, and I probably did that wrong. But anyway, wanted to learn more about it, right? Nutrition, you know, not just a thing for us. It is now, and I know there's a lot of information out there. Nutrition really is a fundamental thing for our animals too, right? I mean, there's a lot of options out there. We get flooded every day. What do I feed them? And pet parents really do pay attention. So it was an idea. I have a career in the U.S. government. I am just, you know, sort of moved out of that a few months ago to dedicate myself full time. But I started this about a year ago, learning about, you know, freeze-dried options, raw options, you know, microbiome for your pet. And I wanted to turn it into something. I also wanted to take sort of all that experience with Jackson and help people because, you know, you're sitting in a vet's office and sometimes you're kind of, you have no choice, right? You know, what do you do? How do you do something? So I've been able to take a lot of the things I learned with him, whether it's recommendations for a vet or recommendations for food or, hey, you know, save yourself $1,000 and go buy some Zymox, right? Not to do a product placement there, but, you know, there are things you can do on Amazon and it, you know, that I learned and it worked. So that's what got me started. And I figured why not dive into it? And here I am. We are just opening a store in 2 weeks. I am really drinking from a fire hose. I am learning every day. And I'll top it off because I could talk forever, but that concept of community, like I couldn't do it without my sister. I couldn't do it without my family. My sister's also a part of E2M, so she'll be there on Saturday. They're my biggest supporters and my friends and the locals around here. They've really stepped up and know my name.
Yeah, that's amazing. And I'm just going to go back to that quote real quick. Dwayne, take it over. I'm going to go find that quote.
Yeah, no. So I myself am a fur parent, I would say.
Yes, you are.
Yeah.
You are.
So I really appreciate, you know, that you were able to follow your passion on that. But I want to go back to your connection with E2M. I'm not sure if that's the direction that Brad was going. So you mentioned your sister was in and you're in. And I'm always interested in the journey because, you know, most people know I was a client first. So I want to give you the floor to kind of talk about it, how you discovered it and then just your journey in it.
So it started with another friend, right? Friend of a friend. I've known her since sixth grade. We went to middle school together. Nice. And she started out on the program. I don't remember dates, a while back, right? And she did great. And, you know, I hadn't seen her in a few months. She showed up at a barbecue and I'll say her name, Holly, if you're listening. Hey, I'll see you this weekend. Love Holly. Long story about how the two of us met and how we kind of reconnected, but it's been great. And so it sort of trickled down from there. I think she got my sister involved. My sister started, she was about a year in and I was like, you know, this is really working. And it wasn't just sort of the outward manifestation. I will say that, you know, some of you, you know, I forget who says it, but like, I guess one of the best things about E2M and why I'm still a part of it is that I can always come back. I am not the best at it. I am not a part of the 5 a.m. club. But when I turn on that, when I listen to the videos or I replay them or I'm listening to a live, whether it's a replay or not, it all of you, and I just throw it out there, like, are people and going through the same things and like accepting. And so I don't ever feel bad. And when I need to feel good, I'll have to tell you, I jump back in or I jump back on. And you know, I've wrestled with my weight my whole life and nutrition and everything else. And it's still a focus of mine, but I guess, so I started E2M about 2 years ago, I think. So it kind of went from Holly to my sister and then to me. And then I just, you know, keep coming back.
I love it. I love it. And that, you know, that kind of speaks to, yeah, the journey and what makes our program so relatable. You know, like the main thing you mentioned was, you know, I'm not perfect. I'm not the 5 a.m. club, you know, but you keep showing up. And that's and it's always, you know, that place where you can come back to. So definitely excited about that.
Yeah, you do something different. I never expected to be on this podcast. It was not sort of where I was going with this. Again, another community member I met through this, Michelle Wynn. I honestly laughed. I said, I don't know her last name. met her at a meetup. And she's been great. And so she connected me to you guys, told me this was happening. She's been out there supporting me at markets. I'm very mobile based. So yeah, that community somehow it led to me being here. And the fact that you guys are taking the time and Brent, it doesn't exist elsewhere.
Yeah.
Very true.
No, it's a huge community, and that's where I was actually going. So this ties in very well, you know, whether it's entrepreneurship or fitness or just life in general, like you don't need any convincing from others that days are going to be hard. Like, hey, go run for an hour. Yeah. That sounds terrible. Go start a business. Yeah. That sounds terrible. Like you don't need anybody telling you that it's going to be very hard, very difficult. You don't need anybody telling you or putting doubt in your mind. In the page that I wanted to read was, you know, negative influence abound in life and few need assistance in cultivating that doubt. Cause it's already there. It's like, it's imposed. It's deep in you. You don't need any help from others. And that's why you have people like your family. That's why you have people like Michelle. Like that's why I have Dwayne. Like we all are a very, very, very large support system. And I think that's what really makes us different. And Dwayne's mentioned it before, like P90X did something on Twitter or something along those lines years ago, or MySpace or something.
I did that years ago too.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
I don't remember if it was a VHS tape or I don't know if it was a DVD. I forget
DVD
which one.
Boy.
It definitely was not a stream at the time. So I am that old. I'm good with that. But it was not a stream version.
Yeah. Yep. DVDs. I still have the whole case. The
Me
poster,
too.
The nutrition boy. I got Me everything. Well, yeah. But I mean, and that it was a great program. But at the end of the day, the foundation of what E2M stands for is the support system, is the community, and you know that well through entrepreneurship because you know without the support of your family, it's just I'm not going to say it's impossible, but it's very improbable. You know, it's very difficult.
getting through the past year and sort of there's so much more to do, right? Friends and family have been so supportive, right? And you're right, like the negativity, like I do it myself. I mean, every morning I do it, right? I find myself kind of going into that abyss a little bit of what did I do wrong? Did I do this right? Like I have a totally different background. I am an academic. I have gotten degrees. I understand books. I understand critical thinking. I have no idea how to do my books. Right. So every day, and you know, another reason I did this is like my nephews are my heart. I don't have any kids of my own. And I was at that point in my life. I'm like, what else can I teach them? Right. Like, what else can I bring to their life experience? Right. I can, you know, and this was it. I was like, I'm going to start my own business. I'm going to draw them into it. The countertop I'm sitting at right now, my nephew built for me for Christmas when he said he knew I was going to do this. My other nephew is my delivery guy, right? He is my stock guy. He is helping me with my books. And so it gives them the ability to kind of watch me fail, but watch me succeed. And yeah, that was the other driving force. So yeah, the dogs are that, but it was that too. And you can't do it without people who lift you up. You can't. Yeah.
I'm gonna put a little cross through that word fail and replace it with learn. They're gonna watch you learn. They're gonna watch you learn. One of my former students, he did not pass a test, and he went on social media and he said, "I failed." And I reached out to him. I said, "Buddy, you're not failing. You're just learning." And I think that's you know, you go back to what you were saying before, and I think grace is something that we all have to give each other and all have to give ourselves, because we're as much as we are our biggest advocates, sometimes we are our biggest pressure as well. And when we place that pressure on our shoulders, sometimes it's just a whole lot harder to get back up once we've been knocked down, or once we, you know, fall a little bit short. So give ourselves grace, I think, is a big piece there.
Yeah, I even think there was a Dr. Reese a couple weeks ago was going through that as well. I remember listening to that one. Again, I don't do every week, et cetera, but when I do, it hits home, right? And so it's good reminders. And my sister says that to me every day, give yourself grace. And I think that's huge. And, you know, to bring it back to the program, I don't know of a support system or a program that gives you so many options and such like good people, but different people. You all have your own strengths. You know what I mean? So it's been great. And I love coming back to it.
I just love that, Dee, just because, you know, we've been, I mean, this program started in 2017. I joined in 2018, and it was only two or three rounds in my family and I started. But just to see the evolution of the group and the growth and the support systems grow and blossom into what they are today. I mean, I know people personally that have, you know, established relationships, been married through this group, best friends through this group, kids through this group. And that's a neat one too. Like the kids thing is really neat, because I've seen people struggle for years not being able to have a pregnancy, have a healthy pregnancy, and you know, they get on E2M and all of a sudden, boom, there it is. So just the joy that this group brings to others, and you know, I think that's something that we need to remind each other of, is you know, when you're around supportive people, you see yourself flourish just a little bit more, and it's a whole lot easier to get caught up in that negativity, that toxic energy, because we can all relate to it. Losing is common. Like we all fall. We all falter. And we use those words too. I failed. And then all of a sudden everybody can relate to that, because I failed too. We're not failing. Yeah. I think it was Les Brown that said, not losing. You didn't lose. It's a character building day or something like that. You didn't have a bad day. You have a character building day. But just that love and that flourishment with the support of, we got to, got a sticker above your head there, Dee.
Yeah, I know. The new button. I like it.
But then you got the channels, right? Like, so from you guys have a variety of channels, right? Mm-hmm. And I think that like what some people are more receptive to may not be what other people are receptive to. And again, that kind of just broadens how everyone supports each other, right? Through all the different channels. So like right now I'm learning from you guys too, watching the podcast, figuring out how you do what you do. I think it's awesome. So, you know, there just so many different things are going on within the program, and I do see applicability in my everyday, in my life, and learning something new and challenging myself, right? You know, this whole thing, I just landed into it. And next thing you know, I was in a brick and mortar, and I'm the handyman. This was what I was just doing before.
Right.
I had this. I'm the supplier. I was drafting something, right? I So yeah. And then I stopped and hear him on a podcast. So again, even this has been a great learning opportunity to like, let's do some more multitasking. I'm ready mm-hmm. to chat. Yeah. And I planned none of this.
I love it. And you've been a phenomenal guest. Like some people are, you know, they're a little timid, you know, a little, what's the word I'm looking for? I guess timid is a good word. Squeamish. I don't know, but you know, you've been, yeah, flowing with it. And just, you know, I think that's just a genuine thing. You know, you talk about your story, your journey, you know, with entrepreneurship. And there is a lot of relatability there with fitness and entrepreneurship. Like, you know, if you're trying to lose 100 pounds and you're trying to start a business, I mean, if you put the two circles there to next to each other, there's going to be a lot in that middle, boy. There's going to be a lot in that middle piece.
A lot of things that overlap. Yes. Maybe I'll take that application and try to figure out how to balance both, because I will tell you that is also another daily challenge. But again, I know, and any, you know, everyone listening and you guys, and then that goes back to being real people, right? Mm-hmm. You're real people, right? We all have our challenges. You can relate. It might not be the exact same. I mean, there's some traffic happening right now, but it is an uphill climb every day. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's a message that I get constantly is like, how do you stay in the game? Like, you're just so consistent. You're so motivated, all this and that. And I'm like, listen, you see what you see on the screen. You see my highlight reel. You don't see what's happening behind the scenes. You don't see me getting up at 3:30. You don't see Dwayne getting up at 3:30 in the morning and grinding out the hardest workout that you can imagine. Or reading. For me, reading is a very difficult task. Like I struggle with reading, but getting into a book, just opening the book and starting, I call it the 2-minute drill. Put yourself in the game for 2 minutes and then just see where it takes you. But very rarely do people see the trials and tribulations, the struggles, the ups and downs behind the scenes. And like I said, it's a highlight reel thing. And a lot of us, we do the compare and contrast to others because we want to be like The Rock and we want to be like all these influencers, but we don't know the struggles behind the scenes.
Yeah, we really don't. We really don't. And that is like a piece of wisdom, I think, just gained over time, right? I mean, you don't always know that. You definitely don't know that at 18. You kind of know it maybe in your 30s, I guess, right? And I'm above that. Kinda. So I definitely did not expect to be doing this in my midlife. But, you know, there's also that point of, okay, let me do this. Let me do something new. Let me take it on. Yeah. I got to learn something. I got to keep that fresh. But yeah. And I think I always say this to my sister. I'm like, I think she said, okay, I'm going to start a business and then people are going to come, right? That's just kind of how it works. Cause I love dogs. I love cats. So come see me. Right. No. Again, I'm a handyman. I'm marketer. I'm zoning officer. I'm painter. I'm not sure what else the day will bring, but it's been a good journey and I'm looking forward to what's next.
Yeah. Well, it's like you're doing a weight loss journey. I want to lose 100 pounds. It's just going to happen, right? You don't have to be the handyman. You don't have to be the painter. You don't have to do the work. It's going to happen, right? That's what a lot of people have this idea. It's going to be hard. I promise you, it's going to be harder than that. It'll be harder than that.
I know. And not to share too much information, but I'm on the 20-pound journey, and that one's still hard. You know. Yeah, so, but there are tools for it, I know. But yeah, that's just as hard sometimes.
Mm-hmm. You know, listen, we're going to be in town Friday. Yay. What do you need help with? You need painting? You need tape measure? What do you need help with?
No, honestly, boxes. You want to know, the painting's done, right? That we got. The painting's done. Honestly, come in and enjoy yourself. So I'll be at Bonesaw. I think that's the plan, right? Yep. And then I will be there Saturday morning. But no, this has been great. You know, just say hi. I know you guys, when you get here, have a lot going on, but I'm looking forward to it. And yeah. So fun story about Bonesaw, where I met my fiance, which is hysterical. So 5 years ago as well. So we went to high school together, being back in my hometown. And then we bumped into each other at Bonesaw. It's one of the best breweries in the area. And so now we have, that's only 5 minutes away from here. So
I love stories. I love this stuff, man. Do they have a good hazy IPA at Bonesaw Brewery?
They got more. They have the best variety you're going to probably find, let's say in a 10-mile radius. There's a lot of breweries down here now, but they're great. They got a great facility. It's beautiful. It's centrally located. It's in a great spot. So I think you guys will love it.
Man, I'm already in love.
Lucky is all I'm going to say. It's lucky. I can't enjoy anything.
Yeah, man. Prep.
Yeah, man.
Next time or another day.
Yeah. I'll have one for you, D.
I appreciate it.
I don't want to, but somebody will twist my arm, I'm sure.
Hey, listen, I'll twist your arm.
You're coming to Jersey. Someone's going to twist your arm. So it won't be me, but at the same time, you're in Jersey, so I'm sure that'll happen.
I'll twist your arm, brother. I'll enjoy a nice salad somewhere in the corner.
Just stay in the corner. Keep those vibes to yourself.
Yeah. Good stuff.
I'm all in support, though. I love, ma'am.
That's the way to support each other. Got it.
There you go. That's my man. But no, all seriousness, we do appreciate you coming on the show and, hoping to, continue to build a relationship. And I have to throw this up because I think he might get me if I don't. But Brent put, just want to say one more time, thank you. We wish you all success in the world and your opening at the end of the month. See you soon. That's from Brent. Awesome. Quite a few other comments as well. Mm-hmm. But before we get out of here, we have a tradition that we do with our guests. We call this the Do You Know or Did You Know moment. This is an opportunity for you to share something publicly, as long as it's not incriminating. And if it is, make sure it's past the statute of limitation. But share something publicly that you haven't shared anywhere else, so people might not know about you. So I'm going to give you a chance to think about that thing. I'm going to play a video. But the video is short, but be ready as soon as the video is over. So here we go.
Do you know?
Video's over. Hope you're ready. So what is the do you know or did you know thing about you, Dominique?
Oh, that's tough. I was going to switch it and go somewhere else. you guys, I should have prepped for this.
Hey, that's what makes it beautiful.
I'll go with. I've traveled the world. Did you know my favorite place in the world? It's not New Jersey. It's Colorado. So I love Colorado. It's my heaven. It's my place. It's the place where things make sense. And that is my home. I have my chosen home and that's it. But wish it was a little bit more salty than that. But I'm pretty basic.
that's a good one.
I love Colorado. I've only been there a few times, but I love Colorado. You traveled the world. What's your number one favorite place you've ever visited?
She just told you Colorado.
That's definitely out there. I mean, that is real. That literally is my favorite place out of everywhere. I love Singapore.
Yeah.
Singapore. Yep. I would say Singapore and Hong Kong. And I get asked that question all the time. And honestly, it changes. My most recent travels were to Chile. And I think Santiago is probably one of the most beautiful cities I've ever seen. The people are amazing. The food is great. But if I had to take that 27 and a half hour flight again, I would be back to Singapore. I would do it at least one more time. Asian cultures, the fusion of Asian cultures and British culture and everything else. And it's just a very different place. When you land, you know you're somewhere else. So New Zealand and Australia are top two. I don't know. Yeah. Everywhere, right?
When I'm asked that question, I always say my next travel.
Yeah.
I don't know where it's going to be, but it's my next travel.
No, I'm going to be on the ground for a little while. I have a feeling this is going to keep me here. I think Danielle and I want to go to Ireland. I haven't been in many years. I was there as a kid. And after college, I did that. That's where my family's from. Maybe that's another did you know. It's one of the most welcoming, beautiful places too. But you got to love the green and you got to love the gray and you got to love a few brews at the many, many, many pubs along the way. Honestly, every place I've ever been has a uniqueness to it. Have always been surprised when I landed been to Europe a lot of different, always find something new. And I always find whenever I go, even if I've been somewhere before, I always find something different to do, at least for a day. So I always love sitting there with locals. I love sitting at a pub or a coffee shop, right? It's not always the attractions or the historic. I'm kind of a history geek. I always learn something new when I land.
Love that.
Awesome. All right, Bradley, close us out, big brother.
Hey guys, the journey's long, the days are long, but the years are short. Fall in love with the process and face your trials, your tribulations, the ups, downs, ebbs and flows, and live your life.
Yes, sir. Until next time.